We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Kuchav Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting on Kuchav Dalet Amud Aleph, the bottom line. Omer Rav Barbachano, Omer Rav Chia. Also, Kedivrei Rebbe, also, Kedivrei Chachamim, also. We have a place Rebbe and the Chachamim. Does the Bechara take Bishnayim in Shvacha de Memela? Improvements that happen by itself. It's Machlaikas. So, what are we passing like? So Rabbi says, I'm not sure how to paskin. So if you do like Rebbe, good. If you like Chachamim, it's also good. Why? Misaf Kalei, we know we always pass like Rebbe, but it's a Shaila, Yalacha Karebi Mechavei Roy, Veloy Mechavei Rav. Only if it's one-on-one, do you pass like Rebbe. If it was one against a Rabbi, you go like the Rabbi. Oi, Halacha Karebi Mechavei Roy, Vefil Mechavei Roy, even from Chacham. I'm not sure about that. And therefore, it's a Safik, and whatever you do, you do. That's a Shita of Rav Barachan, I'm saying Rav Chia. Rav Nachman says different. Or Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, also last to the Rebbe. You're not allowed to do like Rebbe, because you hold your pass like the Rabbi. Because of Halacha Karebi Mechaveir or Lemechaveir Rav, you pass Kedavka like Rebbe if it's 1-on-1, but not if it's Mechaveir Rav. Now the Lashon Aser is a little interesting, but the Rashbam speaks out. Also, Lord, then came the Ka'ava Leisate Mishpat, because you have to go off to the Rabbi. Yala go bas to the Yachid, you go bas to the Rabbi. And Loshon is Osir because we should have, because the Ainloch Karebi, he says, because he said before, if you did like Rebbe, Osir, so he's saying, no, it's not Osir, it's Osir to do like that. It's a Tayyib Dvar Mishnah, and he holds that you don't paskin like the Yachid. V'Rav Nachman, the day Omar, Rav Nachman himself, this is the same Rav. Rav Nachman, the day Omar, Mutlask the Rebbe, you have to do like Rebbe. Kosav Aloch Karebi, Mechaveiro, I feel Mechaveiro. This is really a third Shita. First Shita was Mesupik. The second Shita was, you can't pass like Rebbe. And Rav Nachman, you're passing like Rebbe. And Rebbe, a fourth Shita. Omar Rava, some of the gears, Omar Rava, that Hilchasa Karebi. Omar Rava, well, let's read it like this. Also, Lassik the Rebbe. Vim also, Kosav Matin Itmar. Which means that we don't really pass in like Rebbe, but we don't really 100% pass like the Chum. It's only like Atchila. But if you did like Rebbe, you'd learn my Adrenon. So it's really similar to the first Shita, but a little different. And we're coming out that we're not sure how he passed over here between Rebbe and the Chachamim. But 1 and 4? No, just the way how it's said. One is a suffix, we pass like this. Or here, we definitely pass like the Rabbanon, but only the Chathila, not Pediyavit. It comes out the same difference, but it's a different way of saying it. It comes out, the way of saying it, that's it's Matan Itma, which means we lean towards the Rabbanon. Not that it's a suffix. We lean, but nice to like Rebbe, it works. There's Taisus here that busy with this, that we pass Rav Nachman Medini, and should come out that we paskin like Rebbe Keneged Chavei Rav, and all of a Shas, it's not so posh like that. I am Taisus that handles that Shiloh. Could be it's only a Chalekis in this case, Dafka, as Taisus says it's sad. Zokta, because Taisus says, Tamil, Kuli Gemara Amadei Eloch Rebbe Mechavei Rav, and here we're coming out like that. So he has it sad. Vanilla Ree says, it says here the shah is only in this case, maybe. But only in this case, because here maybe there was a chlor psak like that. Rebbe, I entice this. Zog to Gemara, Tani Rav Nachman, Bishar Sifri de Beirav. Shar Sifri de Beirav, the Rashbam explains, means what we call Sifri and Safra also. Sifri is the. So it says, Safra de Beirav, I know Teres Kahanim. That's Teres Kahanim. That's called Safra. Shar Sifri de Beirav, although it doesn't really do the Rav, the Amoraim Pasuk, it means the Beis Medrash. Shar Sifri de Beirav is on Bamidbar Dvarim, which we call Sifri, it's just a shortened version of Shar Sifri de Beirav. Sifri de Beirav. It's Sifri. So he learned in Sifri, which this Pasuk is actually in Pasuk's Kisaitse, so it makes sense. It's in Sifri. Tanir Nachman Shar Sifri de Beirav. But this is what he learned in that Medrash. B'chol Ashi Yamatzaloi. That's only coming to exclude shvach, that improvements that the Yerushim did. Avol shvach shofchu nechos malachem misaviyam. Avol shvach that shofchu nechos malachem misaviyam by itself. Shokol, then the Bechor does take pishnayim. Only does the pishnayim in capital improvements done by the Yerushim. But proving that by itself, he does take pishnayim. This is like the shita of Rebbe. Humani Rebbe. So, Rav Nachman had a Sifri like Rebbe. Tani Rami Bacham and Bashar Sifri Dvei Rav. He had a different Sifri that said like this. That it's coming to exclude Shvach, Sheshavchu Nechosim Lacham Misaviyim. V'kol Shekein Shvach, Sheshbichu Yershim Lacham Misaviyim, Deloy Shokol. Even Shvach the Memela is called Royu, and Kol Shekein Shvach that the Yosayimim did the improvements. The Bechor is not Tik Bishnayim, because he says that the drasha of royu is a legamri. Anything that happens afterwards, he doesn't take. Or money, who's that like? Rabbani. That's like a rabbanon. So you have two sefris. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel, Eim mechar noitel pishnayim b'milve. So we mentioned this before in the Braisa, that when there's a hava coming in, money coming in from a loan, so it said in the Braisa that the mechar takes pishnayim. We said that's according to Rebbe. And now the Gemara is really discussing it. So Rav Yehuda Mishmul said a fact. A Bechar does not take Pishnayim in a milveh. When the $100,000 loan comes in, the Bechar is a regular citizen and does not get double portion in that loan. So Gemara analyzes, Laman, who are going according to? Ilem l'Rabbanon, is he going according to Rabbanon, Shita? Hashto shvacha di iser v'shusay. Madach shvach that you have in your shus. For example, you have a property in your shus and it goes up in value. He does not get Pishnayim in that. It means, obviously, when it goes on a value, it doesn't mean it went up the price of the market price on a value. He does get Pishnayim in that because he owns Pishnayim in the property. It means if there was improvements by itself, if something happened that it grew all of a sudden, it turned into a vineyard or like by itself, then he would not get Pishnayim. So Ma'adach such, he has a property in his Rishus, it turns into a vineyard, he doesn't get Pishnayim, even though it was in his Rishus, a milvim, a bayi. You tell me a milva which came out of left field, you think it gets Pishnayim? So it must be El Rebbe. So we're saying by Rebbe, if you're Rebbe, you don't get a milva. But we have a Braisa that says, this is not the Braisa folk, it's a little bit different. We have a Tanya, Yarshu Shtar Choyv, Bechor Noit Pishnayim, Bein Be Milva, Bein Be Ribbis. It says that in this price that we brought down, that a star that if the Yisraelim, the estate is Yoyur Shtar Chayiv, the Bechor takes Pishtayim, Bein B'Milva and Bein B'Ribbis. Talking from a guy. He gets signed the Milva and signed the Ribbis. And the Rashbam speaks out Teich Dvarov, it only means the Milva, the Ribbis, the interest that accrued before the death of the father. That's postured, any Ribbis that accrued afterwards, that's definitely called Royal. But anything before, he even gets that. Even though it didn't come to the father's shus yet, that's the chiddush over here, he gets Mishnayim. Which means that everything was being paid at Bishas, the payment, the due date. So he lent him $100,000, he's getting paid, and he pays $20,000 a year interest, 20% a year, $20,000 a year interest. And when they get paid up, when it was due $200,000. And he died halfway through the loan. So $150,000 of it will be Mishnayim. That's what the Braisa says. That's kasha. So you see, Rebbe does take Pishnayim in the milveh, and even in ribbis. Now, the question is, why didn't the Gemara bring the Braisa Omer Aleph, that says Klar, he gets it. So the Roshash asks his kasha. Roshash says he could have said that what it means in Omer Aleph, that he takes Pishnayim, that it takes, there it wouldn't be a, that wouldn't be a kasha, that there it says, that it says Pishnayim, why not? Let me see what Roshash said. I think Roshash asks his kasha. He performs this question, that why don't you say, why don't you bring a riot from this Braisa? He says, so he says, "Holy Maisi Baraisa Delel, the Tanam Yerushar Choy, Yeshloim Mishum Dahoya Efsha Litchoy, the Shmuel Ratzal Loimar Shvach Milva Dahainu Ribbis." It means Shvach Milva Dahainu Ribbis. That's the means. He could have said that what Shmuel means to say was only on Ribbis. That's what he could have said. Maybe Shmuel saying you don't get Milva just means you don't get the Ribbis. That's what he could have typed Shmuel me saying. You could Shmuel says a member, you don't get Pishnayim and Milva. She said, "Lefi Rabbanon, it's pashut, and Lefi Rebbe, the Gemara's kashas do get Pishnayim Milva." So we asked, "Why didn't he ask kashas Mamun Aleph?" He says, "No, because he could have said Shmuel just means you don't get Pishnayim in the ribbis. That's all he means." But here he says, "Clara, he gets Pishnayim in the ribbis also. That's what he asked for that price." But in any case, pashut pshat and Shmuel is you don't get in the Milva, you don't get Pishnayim, and the kashas Rebbe all you do. So the Gemara money le Rebbe le Rabbanon. So comes out this brisa is not like no one if you hold like Shmuel. Where the Olam avad the Rebbe holds, you get double in the ribbis and the milva. Who is Shmuel going according to Rabbanon? Loyal Rabbanon. Ah, he said, what's the chiddush? For Itzrich, it's a chiddush. Shalakadah Chemina. Melva. Kim the Nakash story. Since the estate, the family is holding on to the star. The father was holding on to the star when he died. Command the Gavi Dam, it's kill you collected already, it's kill you a mochzik. Kamash Malon, you're not considered a mochzik. You're not considered a mochzik. So that is the halacha of Rehuda Mashmuel says that you don't get Pishtaim and Milva, feed the Rabbanon. Sholchum mitam, Bechor noitel Pishtaim and Milva. You get Pishtaim and Milva, but loy beribis, not in the ribis. Oh, now we're already getting to problems over here. He says he can't take pishayim milva, not ribbis. Lama. Ilem l'rabbanon. Hash to shvachah di'isa v'shusay. Madach your estate in your rishus that got better. Amri rabban d'loy shakol. You don't get milva m'bayi. You have to tell me that a milva you don't get. Of course you don't get milva. So you can't be going according to the rabbanon. You're saying you collect pishayim in the milva, not ribbis. But not going to the rabbanon. Ella must be the rabbi. But grandmother, the Rebbe Ribbis Loi, Vatayun the Bryce and Pastures, this Bryce is the same Bryce before, just now we have the name in it. Vatanya Rebbe Eimer, but that's the Rashash speaks it out. Vatanya Rebbe Eimer, Bechar Noitel Pishnaim, Baimba Milva, Baimba Ribbis. That the Bechar takes Pishnaim, Saiba Milva, Saiba Ribbis. So the Shulchan Matam is Shver, either way, who is it like? So Shulchan Matam is like the Rabbanon, like Rabbanon. Um Milva command the Gavi Domi. And Milva's like, you collected it already. So coming out, Murray did a thing. We're saying over here, there's a man, the Yomah here, the Shulchan Matam, who holds that a feed Rabbanon, you do get Pishnayim in the Milva. So come to the Brisa Manal, if it says only feed Rabbanon, it's only feed Rav Yudah Meshmuel. If we say it's only feed Rebbe, that Brisa, it's only feed Yudah Meshmuel. But feed Shulchan Matam, that could be a Kuliyama, that the Bechar takes Pishnayim in Halva. Omalei Rav Acha bar Rav l'Ravina. Rav Acha said to Ravina, he told him over something from a Meimar. The Ikla Meimar, who comes from an Adoy, Ikla Meimar, a Meimar came last, he came to our town, V'doros Eidarshim, V'chor Noit Bishnayim B'milva L'Ribis. He said that V'chor takes Bishnayim B'milva L'Ribis. And Pashas, that means that he holds like the Shulchan Matam, that they hold that Fidei Rabbanon, a Halva is called a Muchzik, not the ribbis. You know why Halva is called Muxim on a ribbis? Because, even you know, because you ask me, it's the same shtar. But Teretz is because you're more of a Muxik because that's the money you actually gave him. Like the Rashbam explains, we can see the Rashbam inside, I have a loiber ribbis. It's more about the last narrow lines. The Rashbam says like this: Afa pi shekosov b'shtar, the ribbis, umilva kaman de gav yedomi, hova nokot shtaro. So what's the difference? Why is ribbis different? Ava ribbis, he says, Afik av nokot shtaro, ava kar ova az mamish meisav, and already accrued before the father died, loy. The ein lecha royu kezeh. There's no, this is like spitz royu. Dover shloy hoya shloy ma'ilam. It was never yours, it never had the father's ever. Ava moyos milva, the kashokal moyos, helveyu, he took money and he lent it back. V'nimtza ashtar muxav yodoy makam ma'isav. So the shtar is makam as moyos. So the Rashbam, I look at the Lomas like this. When I give the loy the money, he gave me back something, a shtar. That shtar is like a mashkin on the money. He's saying, but by ribbis you don't say that. So that's the chilek between ribbis and thing. But the Rabbanon can tie that milva is called muchzik because I'm holding something with my money I gave you. It's all mine. It's all mine. It's muchzik. Mashkin and ribbis is something that's coming from nowhere. That's called roy.
What is the difference between scarce and
what? Mocher and Skaris, there's Machlekes, right? There's Machlekes, yeah. Okay.
There's also not in your mind, it's coming, it's new rent.
It's new rent, that's why it's Machlekes. Rebbe holds you don't get it. Mahamni Rebbe holds you don't get it. Only Rebbe holds you get it there. Only Rebbe. Because Rebbe holds you do get Roy, a certain type of Roy. Roy the Mela, Roy the Mela, Shvach the Mela, you get.
And why is it different than Rebbe's, according to this?
This Rebbe's, I'm not going to get Rebbe. It's going to go to Rebbe. And we're saying the Milva is better than Mocheris. Why is it better? Because the Milva, I gave you money and got a star of Mach of that. So now, what happened was that Meimar said over this memory, basically. And Meimar said over, and he said, "B'chor nitu b'shtayim b'milva av leib ribbis." So when Rav Acha told to Ravina, so Amalei Ravina answered, "Na doyle tamayo." It's not doyle tamayo. The Omar Rabba, because we'll see Rav Nachman's from Radoy, because Rabba and Rav Nachman both sound like that. Fid Rabbanon, you get, you call the muchzik. The Omar Rabba. It depends what you collect, what the estate collected. Govu karka yeshloi. If you collect a karka, then the bechor takes pishnayim. Govu moyis ain't loy. But if you collect the money, you don't get. Rav Nachman, govu moyis yeshloi. If you collect the money, he gets pishnayim. Govu karka ain't loy. And you've seen both man diyam hold. There is an aspect of a halva that you get pishnayim, and you call the muchzik. They hold. They do get a muchzik. You are called a muchzik. So it's saying it's all a shitasam that they hold that you are considered a muchzik when you collect a halva, and therefore you get pishnayim lefid rabbanon. And that's what the Shulchan Matam holds, and that's what Na'adoy holds, the Sameim holds. They hold that a milva is called a muchzik, and you collect pishnayim on those thing is to get Pishtaim. And then Hashem, next Gemara, next year, we have to continue. What is Pshat? What's Childen Karka, Moyes? What do they mean? That Rabbi says like this, Rav Nachman says like that. We'll see Hashem on the next year.